Easter Day. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Easter story is one of the most important in the Bible and the most important in our faith. And yet many still worry about it. For many say, can it be true? The answer is in many ways very simple. Firstly, the fact that we're still reading and talking about it is a proof in its way. And if you noticed, the first recorded witness that St. John writes about was a woman, at a time when women were hardly taken notice of, and their testimony was not accepted in courts or in public. This, and the fact that Mary Magdalene was believed by the disciples, is very important. Furthermore, John writes that he and Peter ran to the tomb. At that time, Jewish men did not run. It was not part of their culture. But I wondered what it was like to be a part of this story. I'd been with the Lord for many months. It was such a whirlwind that I'd lost track of time. I was lucky to have been left some money and to have been able to keep it. So I'd been able to help the Lord and all those ravenous disciples by buying food when we needed it. Why do men need to eat so much? We had had a totally mad week, starting with a fuss over Lazarus's sister Mary pouring perfume over the Lord's feet. If I hadn't been buying all that food, I might have done the same. It was such a sweet thing to do. Then we'd walked into Jerusalem with the Lord riding on a donkey and the crowd shouting, Hosanna! It was like they all suddenly understood what we'd known for months. The Lord was special. After that, the Lord went mad in the temple. We'd not really expected to get out of there alive. It was chaos. But the Lord seemed happy to have made an impression. But we didn't understand the cost. Finally, a day or so later, we went quietly into Jerusalem to set up for the Passover. Peter and John went first to find the room, and the other women and I via the market to collect food. So we met up to eat together. Just our small group. And after the meal, the Lord blessed the bread and the wine, and shared it with us. Then he went out to pray at Gethsemane, taking the disciples, though Judas was missing. Suddenly most of them returned in ones and twos, and all in pieces, saying the Lord had been arrested, but that Peter and John had followed. At daybreak, we heard that the Lord had been taken to Pilate. We were worried, but trusted him to be fair. However, the priests got a huge crowd up and forced Pilate to change his mind. So they crucified my Lord. A few of us stayed with him. Of the men, only John was there, the Lord's mother Mary, the other Mary and Joanna, and me. As the Lord hung there in agony, he asked John to take care of his mother, which was a special thing to do, and they went away. We stayed to the end. We noted the centurion seemed to be crying just as we were. We all thought that it really was the end. Joseph and Nicodemus came, and they took Jesus' body away to bury it. On the morning after the Sabbath, before first light, we went to the tomb to dress the Lord's body, as is our right and custom. When we got there, the tomb stone had been rolled away and the body gone. So I ran back to the disciples and told them. Peter and John set off at such a pace I could hardly keep up. I didn't know they could run that fast. They got to the tomb and John looked in. Then Peter and John went in, seeing the grave clothes neatly folded. Who would take a body without the wrappings? Then they left. I went forward to look inside and two angels were there. They asked why I was looking in and why was I crying. As I left the tomb, I saw a man walking towards me, perhaps a gardener. So I asked him if he knew where the Lord was. And he said, Mary. I knew the voice and the tone. It was the Lord. Oh, I was so happy. But he told me not to hold him, which was hard. But he said, go and tell the men. I nearly flew back down the path. I was so happy. Was this really what he meant in his teaching? My Lord and my God.